most of your sports cars are, you know, four speeds, but your luxury cars are automatic, you know, transmission.
Okay, do you have a different name for the kind that has the stick on the wheel as compared to on the floor?
Well, it's in the floor is an optional. Which kind of car you're getting. If you're getting a car with bucket seats, you have an option whether to get the transmission in the floor or on your wheel. Most cars with bucket seats look better with it in the floor. If even it is, it's automatic.
Okay. If you're driving through a residential district, sometimes they build things on the road to make you slow down.
Speed breakers.
Okay. And what kind of cars and trucks and things are used by the fire department?
Fire trucks.
Okay, can you tell me about some different kinds of...
Well, you have your... Well, the fire trucks that we have compared to other cities, well, I have a brother that's a fireman. Birmingham uses diesel jobs. I mean, rigs, gas jobs. Well, most of the other cities that are advanced use your diesel engines, but they're more dependable and they're more faster.
Okay. What would you call a fire truck that's used to pump water?
A pumper.
Okay. And ones with the ladders on them?
A ladder and hook rig.
Okay. And is there any name for the large trucks that have the aerial hose and sort of a boom and bucket thing and then can sit it and go up?
Most people call them a hydro lift or something like that. Well, they have a lot of names for it. I never know the correct name for it. But they all call it a hydro lift as far as I know.
Okay. Have you heard of a snorkel truck?
Yeah, I have a snorkel. That's the same thing as your pumper.
Okay, if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department?
An ambulance.
Okay. If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive over in?
A car.
Okay. And a policeman drive?
A car. Police car.
Okay. And what other kinds of vehicles do the police use?
Motorcycles, or cycles, a van, trucks, well, tanks. Police department mostly equipped with all things, you know, heavily armed things, some things the public never see, you know, that they have in the police department, such as tanks, helicopters.
Okay, do you have any special names for the police vehicles that several people are put into?
Paddy wagon.
Okay. Do you know any, what is the man called who comes and puts out fires?
A fireman.
Okay, do you know any joking terms for a fireman?
No, not for a fireman.
Any derogatory?
No.
Okay, and how about the people that are supposed to protect our city?
The police.
Okay, any joking words?
A pig.
Anything else?
That's about a blue boy. That's what it feels like, the blue boys. It's the men in the blue, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the place called where the firemen have their trucks and stay overnight?
A firehouse.
Okay. And the place where the policemen work from?
A police station.
Okay. And if a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would one spend the night?
In jail.
Okay. Any joking words for that?
No. Well, they can. That's all.
Okay. How about if somebody... was just put in there overnight for being drunk rather than being, you know, sentenced for a very long time. Is there a different name for the place that he'd stay?
Mostly call him a drunk tank.
Okay. What does a policeman carry for protection?
A pistol, a stick, marbles.
They what?
Marbles.
What are those?
Marbles.
Marbles?
Yeah, they hit you with marbles.
Oh, really? Okay, is that... regular, I mean...
It's not regular. It's not even legal.
Yes, okay. What are some names for a prostitute?
A broad. Well, gotta say anything I want. A bitch, you know. Yeah. That's about all I know.
Any word you've heard?
No.
Okay. What is the building sometimes called where several prostitutes work?
A whorehouse, a shack, a pad, crib.
Okay, and what are managers prostitutes?